Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, the game. We're live at the Vanderbilt Legends Club for Brent Peterson's golf tournament presented by First Horizon Bank, of course, benefiting the Predators Foundation. Petey for Parkinson's, the big dinner will be tomorrow. And so we thought, all right, we got to get somebody to talk about this. And who would be the best person? Let's call the captain, Roman Josi. He has been nice enough to stop by. Roman, good to see you. It's been a minute. How was your summer?
Good to see you, too. It's been good. I stayed here most of the summer. I was in Nashville for most of it. It's been a really, really cool summer. We had our second child, so yeah. Obviously that was the highlight.
Congrats.
But, so it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was about to say the family's grown a little bit in the off season, but you and the wife pretty much have put your roots down here in Nashville, which a lot of you guys have done, which is cool.
Yeah, we have. I mean, we've met here. She's been here for 11 years now too, and I've been here for 11 years. So this has definitely become a home for us. And obviously I like to go back to Switzerland once in a while too in the summer, but summers are awesome here. I mean, there's so much fun, there's so much going on. It's a little hot sometimes, but other than that, it was awesome.
Did it help for you knowing that summer training camp was going to be back home, be in Switzerland, with you guys getting that opportunity and then, of course, going to Prague to start the season?
Yeah, definitely. That'd be awesome for me. Obviously, I haven't seen a lot of my family. Most of my family was over here over the summer, but there's still a lot of my family that I haven't seen in a while. So going back there and just being able to play in front of them too, playing against my old team where I played my whole life, is going to be pretty special.
How neat is, you know, I kind of call this tournament the first day of school where, you know, we get to see everybody. And, you know, I know you guys have been skating a little bit and been around, but to be able to come out, support Brent, support Petey, who's been a huge part of the Predators organization, but also see everybody, and it's kind of that unofficial kickoff to the season.
Yeah, it is. Every year, I mean, it's such a special event, the golf tournament and the dinner tomorrow night. I mean, Petey is such a huge part of the community, but also of the Predators, obviously. He hasn't been coaching in a while, but he's still such a big part. He's always down there in the
locker room. He'll tell you what you're doing wrong. Don't worry.
He's always in the locker room, and it's always so good to see him. And obviously what he does is amazing. So we love this day and tomorrow night's dinner. So it's an amazing start to the season for sure.
Roman, tell us about what the workouts are like. You know, before you actually turn it up a notch and have official practices, but when you guys just sort of casually – go out and do the workouts. How important are those?
They're definitely important. I mean, you start normally throughout the summer. I stay off the ice a little bit for like 2 months and try not to skate for a while, and just get away a little bit from hockey. But after that, you start skating again. And now we've had like 20 guys the last 2 weeks. So we just kind of all skate together. We scrimmage a lot because that's the one thing you don't do as much. It's a little more serious once the season starts. So we try to have some fun and have some scrimmages and obviously at the same time try to get ready for the season.
I think Ryan McDonough's been around some for these. He's getting his family acclimated to Nashville and things like that. What's your first impression of being around him?
Yeah, he's awesome. I mean, obviously I've known him a little bit before, not that well, but he's been here for like 2 weeks now and we've been hanging out a couple of times, and he seems like an amazing guy. Great family, has 3 kids, so he'll be a huge addition for us. I mean, obviously, him winning 2 Stanley Cups and being such a big part of that Tampa team is it's pretty cool to have him on our side now.
Now I know you've known Neil Niederreiter for a long, long time, and I think you helped coax him and say, look, this is a place for you. I know you're out there; you'd be a good fit here. What's it been like? You know what? What was that like trying to get a friend of yours to say, look, I know you're a good player, you're looking around, and this is your spot?
Yeah, it was pretty cool, honestly. I mean, as soon as I heard that the Preds were interested in him, I obviously called him. I told him, hey, you got to come here. And not just because he's a really good friend of mine. He is. We've known each other for a long time. But because he's a good player, he's an unbelievable player, and I knew he'd be a great fit for us and could really help us. So I was definitely pushing him to come here, and I'm glad it worked out.
Now you're showing him the ropes here. I noticed you guys were at the Titans game yesterday, so you saw the game. D-Mace has given his take on the game. Chase and I have been talking about it all morning. What happened? What happened to the Titans out there?
Yeah, I don't know. They seemed like they were in control the whole game, most of the game, but you know, as an athlete, I think you look a little different. It's one game, first game of the season, and you're playing in the NFL or the NHL. Every team is good. There's no easy nights, and I know, like, the people, I think the fans and everybody at the first game, you always like to panic a little too quick, but I have a lot of confidence in them, and that, like I said, it's one game. It's the first game of the season, and it's a hard league, so they'll be fine.
I wanted to ask you one about Switzerland. I know this plan was in the works a couple years ago.
Yeah, Willie's making his plans, his travel plans.
I'm excited.
He gets to go. We have to
stay
here.
I'm just a world traveler now. I went to Ireland with the family just a few weeks ago, so now I'm excited to see another part of Europe here. So I know there's probably just a few scattered Predator fans. There will be a few. I know the seats are limited over there, so there, and it's, you know, it's a big commitment to go over there, but there will be some fans that go over there and check it out. So just tell us about the Bern part. What's Bern like?
It's awesome. It's beautiful. It's a pretty small city. I think there's 140,000 people. But it's a beautiful city. They have a beautiful old town. You can walk pretty much everywhere. You can walk to all the restaurants. There's a cool river that goes through the city. That's one of the main things in Bern. You swim in the river in the summer. I don't know if we'll be able to do that. It might be a little cold in October, but that'd be something fun. But it's just a beautiful small city. But yeah, it'll be awesome. I think for people who've never been to Switzerland, never been to Bern, it'll be really cool because yeah, like I said, it's a beautiful city. It's a small city. You can walk to all the restaurants. You can pretty much we can take the tram to the rink if we want to. And so it's definitely a little different. So it'll be cool.
Very, very cool. Roman Josi, Predators captain here with us. I know you got to go. You got to get ready to hit them straight. I think you'll have a good round. I have faith in you. But
you think so?
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate
just, I've heard, is Joey the best? Who's the best?
He is, yeah. Okay, he's the best golfer for sure.
So just beat Joey, and that's all you have to do.
I know.
He kind of has a swagger.
I might need my team.
When he gets here, I notice he kind of walks around like he's got a little golf swagger.
Yeah, he knows he's good too. Like, he goes to the range and he hits two or three balls. He's like,
he was chirping earlier, so I can tell he's kind of feeling it. So,
yeah, he is.
You know, just humble him a little. Okay. That's all you have to do. Roman, good to see you. We'll see you at training camp here very, very soon, but thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Roman Josi, Predators captain.